Does a lullaby have more meaning in its use than to just help a small child to go to sleep? Is it embedded into your culture, your being, your history, and the land around you? Is it a comforting memory of your life, or is it a ghost of what you have lost and will never get back? Even the most simplest things can have profound meaning. You just have to look for it. Hi, I'm Catherine Ellis, and welcome to today's podcast where we'll explore a famous Haitian lullaby called Dodo Ti Petit, or the Man-Eating Crab Lullaby. This isn't just any lullaby. This song carries layers of history, culture, and meaning far beyond a simple tune to put children to sleep. In fact, it's tied to Haitian folklore, survival, and even resistance against oppression. Let's dive in, shall we? Lullabies are often seen as soothing songs to small children. But sometimes they're more than that. Take Dodo Ti Petit, a song that's been passed down through generations in Haiti. It was first documented in 1928 in a book called Ainsi parle l'oncle by Jean Preissmans, where he uses it to highlight Haiti's rich oral traditions and African roots. The song's presence in the book serves as a counter to the Eurocentric narratives of Haiti's history, showcasing the power and importance of Haitian folklore. He wants his fellow Haitian writers to take pride in their own culture and country instead of writing more stories about places in Europe. The lyrics of the lullaby are simple, but when you listen closely, they offer a glimpse into the culture and environment of Haiti. Now I will read the lullaby. Please forgive me if I mispronounce anything. Dodo ti petit dodo. Ti petit si l'île pas dodo. Crabe à manger l'île. Si l'île pas dodo. Crabe à manger l'île. Maman, l'île allait à la rivière. Papa, l'île allait cacher sur l'eau. Si l'île pas dodo. Crabe à manger l'île. Translation. Sleep, little one. Sleep, little one. If he doesn't sleep, the crab will eat him. If he doesn't sleep, the crab is going to eat him. Mama, she went to the river. Papa, he went to look for it. If he doesn't sleep, the crab is going to eat him. The crab is in the kalalu, or eggplant stew. At first glance, it might sound like a simple threat to encourage a child to sleep, but when you truly listen, you hear more than just words. As Roland Barthes puts it, to hear is to only hear the words at face value, no more, no less. To listen, now that's truly where you get the full message of what's being said, because you are paying attention and you are seeking it out. The lullabies reveal a lot about Haitian life, about the connection to the environment, the family structure, and even the persistence of African oral traditions in the New World. The song tells us about the roles of the parents. The father hunts crabs, possibly indicating a regular task, and the mother fetches the water, likely for cooking. This gives us insight into the daily life in Haiti, where the environment is intertwined with the family's survival. The presence of the crab, a possible threat to the child, suggests a coastal environment with both the river and the crabs nearby. Moreover, the song could be a metaphor for slavery in Haiti. During the colonial period, slaves were often forbidden from gathering together, especially at night. The crab could represent the slave master, and the lullaby could be a coded warning to avoid getting caught. Much like how slaves use songs as code messages to resist oppression. You might be familiar with a similar song from Western culture, This Little Piggy. When I was young, I had no idea when it said this little piggy went to market, it meant it went to the slaughter. I just thought it meant the pig was going to the grocery store. Similarly, Dodo Ti Petit takes on a much darker meaning when you understand its historical context. Lullabies, when examined closely, are often more complex and disturbing than we initially think. For many, Dodo Ti Petit invokes deep emotional responses. For Jean Huysmans, it was a way to reclaim and celebrate Haitian culture. For Marie-Hélène Lafollette, a writer and editor, it's tied to her memories of her grandmother, who sung the song to her. However, it's also bittersweet. Lafollette's memories are tinged with the pain of fleeing Haiti due to political unrest from the Duvalier regime. Her and what is left of her family are scattered across the world. They are only able to gather together every couple of years or so due to the distance. She also feels that with every passing day that she is losing her language, Haitian Creole, her culture, and her memories of the Haiti she once knew. For her, the Haiti that exists now isn't her Haiti. Her Haiti is as gone as her relatives who were killed during the Duvalier regime. Dr. Marie-Josée Noiseau-Teilleau, on the other hand, associates the song with fond memories of her grandfather, who used to sing it on his radio program every night. For Dr. Noiseau-Teilleau, the lullaby brings a sense of nostalgia and joy, a stark contrast to Lafollette's sense of loss. Dr. Noiseau-Teilleau doesn't even really remember the Duvalier regime, only the memory of her grandfather singing Dodo Deep Petit on the radio during that time. She is one of the lucky ones to have lived during that dark time and not remember it that way. This lullaby's emotional impact isn't just felt in personal memories, though it extends into cultural and even political spheres. In Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, a video game expansion set in the 18th century Haiti, Dodo Tite Petit plays a pivotal role. The game follows Adewale, former slave turned assassin, who uses the lullaby as a coded song to communicate covertly with fellow slaves. The song's lyrics are a signal that Adewale is in search of someone, and only those who understand its hidden meaning and God can guide him. In this context, the lullaby becomes more than just a song. It's a tool for survival and resistance. The slaves who sing it know that while the overseers may hear the song, they won't listen to its true meaning. This echoes Barthes' idea of listening versus hearing. While oppressors only hear the song as background noise, the slaves are actively listening for messages of hope, direction, and safety. The song Dodo Tite Petit is woven deeply into the fabric of Haiti's history. Whether it's a lullaby passed down through the generations, a song of resistance in the face of oppression, or a reminder of what has been lost, it holds a significant place in the culture. For some, it's a comforting connection to family and heritage, while for others, it's a ghost of a past that can never be reclaimed. Ultimately, Dodo Tite Petit teaches us that lullabies are more than just simple songs for children. They are vessels of history, culture, and resistance. They hold the stories of those who sang them and the struggles they endured. So, the next time you hear a lullaby, take a moment to listen. You might find that there's more to the song than you first thought. Thank you for listening to this episode. Remember, lullabies often carry more with them than meets the eye. I'm Catherine Ellis. Sleep well and watch out for those man-eating crabs.